Good morning. Today is December 6th, 2012. Chof Beis Kislev Toshinayin Gimel. We're holding here in Siman Tov Mem Beis Sif Dalid. Once again, Tarubas Chametz. That's our discussion here. Mixtures of Chametz. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalid, Davish Nisariboy Chametz V'einei Meichel Adam Klal. Something that was mixed up at Tarubas of Chametz, and it's not edible. It's not a Meichel Adam at all. Oy she'ein Meichel Kol Adam, or it's not a Meichel Adam. Kegoyin Hatariyako Okoyotzi Boy. Afa Pisha Mutal Kaimoy, even though you're permitted to keep it in your possession over Pesach, that's what it means, Mutal Kaimoy, you could have it around. Also Lo Ochloy Ad Achar Pesach. We cannot eat until after Pesach. So we see, just to keep in mind, that there are different levels, different dargos. There's a darga that you can, it's forbidden to eat it. There's a darga, darga means a level. There's a level that you can keep in your possession. There's a level that you can only have until after Pesach. Different levels depending on the severity of, is it a daraisa? Is it a derabanan? Was it destroyed? Was the obligation that you had to destroy it, did it come before the sixth hour? Was it after the sixth hour? All of these different variables make a difference into when or what I could keep the chametz around, or what kind of chametz is it? Continues the mechaber. V'afal pi she'ein boy min hachametz ela kol shehu harei ze also la'achlei. Even though there's a tiny little amount of chametz in there, kol shehu, a small amount, it's still also to eat it. What he's bringing out is normally we say it's bottle. By Pesach we say it's more chametz. Later on we'll see in Siman Tov Mem Zayin that there are those who disagree with the Mechaber in this regard and say Ishcholkim Umatirim, they permit if it was bottle before Pesach.
That may be your answer.
Yeah, right. Let's I just want to keep my train of thought. Okay. Sif Katan Yud Ches in the Mishnah Brura. We have davar shenis ariboy chametz v'ein meichel adam klal. We have a taruas of chametz, and it's not edible to people. Ratzel loymar koydim haPesach, before Pesach. V'afilu hachi asu la'achloi. Nonetheless, it's still forbidden to eat it. Why? The chayzer v'neir, because it gets reawakened b'Pesach. What does it mean? It gets reawakened. He was by a shear, some gave him an elbow. You know, years ago, I'll tell you very quickly, I went to a shear. I was sitting in the back with my friend, and there were loud fans going on. I couldn't hear the Rav speaking well. And I told my friend, we were up very late. I said, listen, if you see me dozing off, I don't want to sleep by the shear. Give me a little, you know, wake me up. So, fine. I'm looking to the, I can't hear the Rav speaking well, so I look to the person on my right. My friend was sitting to the left. He's taking down notes. I figured I'll read his notes. So I'm looking over, also I get his elbow, his jab in my stomach. What are you doing? I said to what? So I thought you were sleeping. I said, I'm looking at his notes. A few minutes later though, it's like the boy who cried wolf backwards. I fell asleep the real way. I dozed off a little. But I said, why didn't you keep waking me up? He's like, I thought you were looking at his notes. So, yeah, he's, you know. It was a hot, you know, it was Neretz Yisrael, hot. So, what is Mechayzev and Neir? It gets reawakened, the concept of the Chametz here. We're not talking about a person falling asleep by a shear, you get reawakened. Now, Chametz, Sifkon Yates, Haino Chametz Malya, V'rak Al-Yidei Arif Einu Roi L'Maychol. It's real considered, a real bona fide Chametz. That's what Malya means, it's real Chametz. V'rak Al-Yidei Arif, only because it got mixed up with other ingredients, Einu Roi L'Maychol, it's inedible. The Hayah Chametz Nukshe Koyim Shins Arif, if it was a Chametz Nukshe, which we saw on the sheet we handed out, basically we're describing it as it's not a real 100% Chametz, and it's imperfect. Mutila Harbi Achreinim Lechol Vafilukishins Arif Toycha Pesach, according to many Achreinim, one can eat it if it's Nis Arif, it got mixed up. If it got mixed up, Afilu Nishins Arif Toycha Pesach on Pesach. Kol Adam, Sivkan Chav, it's inedible for the average person. Who would eat such a thing? Rak l'choylim, only a sick person. Sivkon chaf alif. Afal pi shemutal kaima is also l'ochle. Even though you cannot, you are allowed to keep it in your possession, it's still forbidden to eat it. Vav sheinoi roi lachilo mikomakum kevin dehu achloi achshevei. Even though it's not roi lachilo, here we're coming to a concept which I think we discussed, which is very, very important, which we'll see why. Achshevei. Achshevei means I give it credence. I give it chashivas. I think it's important. So here we're saying mikomakum kevin dehu achloi. Even though it's not edible, if he's eating it, he's showing it is edible. He's achshevei. We'll get to this discussion in regards to toothpaste, mouthwash, one that does not apply to us 100% directly, but lipstick. These type of items, which we'll get to, Yemet Hashem, in a couple more shiurim. Beginning of next week, Yemet Hashem. Sivkon Chav Beis, Hareza Asa La'achloi, one cannot eat it, Mikomokoyim Bahano Mutter. In regards to deriving benefit from it, let's say to sell it and make a profit, it's permissible. Kishinasa teruvus koidem Pesach, just as long as this mixture of chametz was formed before Pesach. Uchumoy bepas sheifsho le'el sef beis, just like by pas sheifsho, by the spoiled bread, as we discussed earlier in sef beis. Ulinyin refuah, in regards to refuah, ein simen tov samach vav shom ba'achreinim. We'll see later on in regards to medicine. The Ramah says, "Well, come on, Simon Tafim Zayin Sef Dalei Ba'ago Yisbayer the Yesh Cholkim Umatirim in this battle Koydem Pesach." That there are those who disagree with the Mechaber, and they say if it was bottled before Pesach, it's fine. Svira Luhu, these Achreinim hold the Kaven the Shekivan is battle Koydem Pesach, since it already became nullified and destroyed before Pesach. Loyan Rinen the Chayzer V'Neir. Don't say that it was Chayzer V'Neir. That it got reawakened, the chametz is reawakened, got the jab in the stomach. Ah, chamash yasiyim, v'hachi kaimulon hupela. The Mishnah says, I don't understand what the Ramah is talking about over here. So you're not the only one if you don't understand. The Mishnah says, I have a question on this. The harei who kosa sham in simin tofim zayin, the Ramah writes, the haminig lohakil bazel, lo v'loimai shekivayin is batal hu, rak davko kishin sarif lach belach, over there in Tafim Zayin, the Mishnah will say that it's only batal. Shekivan is batal who rak only the case when a lach and a lach is two liquids got mixed together. But when it's two solids got mixed together, it's not batal. Afterwards, says the Mishnah, he says the Chemed Moshe who is descended from the Shach, he also has this question. We'll discuss this more in Mitzvah Shem when we get to Simon Tov Mem Zayin. Now, I just want to give a little introduction to Sif Hei, which we'll see in a second. Sif Hei is going to discuss, first of all, let me teach you to say a word here. We have a sheet on the sheets. I'm going to borrow the sheet a second. Thank you. We have number 13, it says a Maimid. Okay? You have the sheets? Okay, I'll get you a sheet. Okay? I could also email if anybody wants a copy on the email. I could do that as well. Dear Shu just sent to me last night, 2 days ago. 13 is a maimid. A maimid is a coagulator agent, the process of forming semicellular lumps in a liquid. Number 2, causal agent, an entity that produces an effect. Basically, a maimid is something that you need it to be there. Let's discuss cheese for a second. How do you make the cheese? You have liquid, you have milk, and it has this enzyme that produces into the cheese. So I think it was the rennet, I believe that's what it's called, right? They would put it into, they used to put into the stomach of the cow, of the animal, and enzymes would produce the cheese. Nowadays we have a chemical process, but it's the maimid, it causes the same thing. Now a maimid is not bottle. A maimid is not going to be nullified. Here we're discussing Sif Hei about making the sheikha shoisim chitim, the beer that they make out of the chitim, you have to destroy it. And then also if you have the gvinus that you put into the vinegar, anytime you have the maimid, it's not going to be bottle. And here we're going to discuss making a type of med. Med is a liquid that no matter how many times we dilute it from the original barrel or take it to make a different concoction of it, it still has the chametz in it. That's what we're going to be seeing inside right now. I just want to point out today the Shir Shel Yom, Yom Chamishi, the Sukkim, the Pasuk ends, Chelev Chita. Right? That's what you said, you were the Chazan today, right? So yesterday we had in Sif Gimel, if you take a look in the Mechaber, it says, the Begadim Shekibsu Aysam, the clothing that you wash them in Chelev Chita. Okay, so we explained it as the wheat starch. And we're not getting into a whole drushes now, but I just want to point out that we had the Chelev Chita this morning. Okay. Says the Mechaber Sifei, Sheikha Sha'oysim Mechitim Usa'irim, beer, which is made out of the wheat and the barley, Chayovim Levaroi, it's chametzdik, you had to destroy it before Pesach. Mechain Imhemid Gevinois, so too, if you're Maimid, there's the word now. Gevinois Bechalo, Mishaykha Sa'irim Oichitim, Chayv Levarim. The word Chalo here is, I know it's Thursday, getting ready for Shabbos, that's not what we're talking about, okay? It's vinegar. This word challah means vinegar, the vinegar of a sheikhar, the vinegar that came from the beer, mishaykhar sa'irim, of the barley or the wheat. It's chayiv levarob, you have to destroy it, it's chametzdik. Says the Mishtimur Sif Kodin Chav Dalit, chayavim levaroi, Chav Dalit. V'oivim mishum bal yero im lo biro. If one does not burn it and get rid of it, he transgresses this of bal yero. There's also an Isser of Kares when he drinks it. If there is, when he drinks the amount of a Kezayis Bechdei Echilas Pras. Even if he doesn't have the Shear of a Kezayis Bechdei Echilas Pras, there is the Tam of the Chametz, the taste of the Chametz. The Kaim Alon, Tam Kikers, the Rice, the taste of the item is there, so it's the Rice, so it's forbidden. If the sheikhar was mixed with something else, that other mixture is also forbidden on Pesach, it's aser. Look in the Primogodim, what he writes in this regard. Sifkan Chafe, im hemid, if you place the gvinus, the cheese, with the vinegar, which is made from the beer, the Mishmeru tells us, the halacha, the klal, that even if there's 60 times more cheese than there is opposite the vinegar, the chametzdik of vinegar, which came from the grains, the barley and wheat, it's still not bottle. And the chametz is viewed as it's still there. The davar ha-maimir afilu be'elef le'bottle, a maimir, the agent, the catalyzing agent is not nullified, even if 1,000 times more, even if the good is 1,000 times more. Furthermore, another word which we have on the sheet, we have be'en, and basically means it is there, it's in existence. Rather, we have the word mamish, I believe, number 12. The actual item of Isser, he says also see be'en, yes, number 6. An undiluted Isser, number 6, 6 and 12. Okay, the same concept over there. Thank you for your sheet. Therefore, he's going to tell us in regards to this med. Med is this type of, it seems like an alcoholic beverage. Lefirach, med devash. I'm sorry? Mead, thank you. Is there something today that exists? Med, okay, Yiddish is med. Okay, lefirach, med devash. So med devash, if roughly translated, would be the liquid from the honey. Basically, when you want to ferment it and you want to make it into a nice beverage for Shabbos. Shekorin med, or mead, shech mitzoy, it fermented with shimrei dvash, with the sediments of the honey, shebishel kol hashana, that was cooking the whole year round. That doesn't mean the whole year round is cooking, that's not the process they make it. Udvash harishoin, shebishel hayim chumetz mishimrei sheicha. The dvash harishoin, this first batch, shebishel, that you cooked, it was mechumotz, it was fermented, mishimrei sheicher, from the sediments of the beer. V'zeh shebishel ato, now that you're cooking with it, is revi'u chaymishi. It's the fourth or fifth time removed. V'chein li'oylem, chayiv levar afilu mei dvash achroin, shekol echad mehen ayidei ha'maymed nasa kuloi chametz. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us that no matter how far down it goes, no matter how diluted, it doesn't matter, the chametz ingredient is still active because it's a maimid. And And in this case, since it's a real bona fide chametz, even on the, let's say in Chutz Laaretz, on the last day of Pesach, where it's only a derabanan, the last day of Pesach is a derabanan. Therefore, there are those leniencies that do exist on that last day, Yom Tov Achron, Shal Pesach. In this case, one should not drink this med on the last day of Pesach as well. Rak ba'isei med she'ein ba'ichshash zeh, rak she'ein ba'ichshash b'kli chametz. What type of med would one be permitted to drink on Pesach? That's the type of med that was cooked, shenizbasha b'kli chametz, that was cooked in a chametz d'ka kli, but not that there's chametz actually in it. Yesh mekilin, then be yesh mekilin, beyond of achron, l'shtoysa mitam, destam kelim eni b'ni yoyman, then there are those who permit one to drink it in on the last day of Pesach for the reason of the average kli is eni b'ni yoyman. What does it mean that's not b'ni yoyman? It means it has not been used in the past 24 hours. Just a very quick example of Eina bin Yoyman or Bnei Yomo. A person accidentally cooks his macaroni and cheese in his fleishig pot. You want to help out in the kitchen. The best way to help your wife in the kitchen is stay out. That's the way. Go do the other stuff, bring in the groceries from the car. But we all know. I mean, I'm talking from experience. Remember the time I helped my wife make the challah. So she said, okay, put this amount of water, this amount. So I was on the phone with a friend discussing the eye doctor, fine. I pour the yeast in. My wife said, did you measure? I poured that ball, threw it out, got rid of that one. Tried a second time. I said, let me hang up. I can't, you know. Women, they can do 50 things at one time, you know. So, what is b'nei yoyman? You cook in your fleishik pot. You cook your macaroni and cheese. Your wife comes home and tells you, you just cooked the macaroni and cheese in the fleishik pot. The question is, are you allowed to eat the macaroni and cheese now? The answer is yes. Now, you have to kasher the pot. But since we say the average keli, stam keli, means the average pot, is einoi b'nei yoyman, was not used in the past 24 hours, then we're saying that that's not called what's called the fleishik pot. Why do you have to kasher it? Because now what are you going to say? It's a milchus pot. Then you're going to use some milchus. She'll use some fleishik. They get a whole tray of the whole kitchen, and that big problem is there. So you have to kasher it. Here also we're saying the stam kelim einan b'nei yoyman has not been used in the past 24 hours. If you know for sure, she says, I just used it 6 hours ago, that's a different story. You couldn't eat that cheese also, macaroni and cheese. Achein v'mekoy mishem vashen amed b'chol ashon l'biyodis v'vashen bo yayin sarof davidov r'chorif v'chozak v'noisin tam l'shvach v'med akiyadua lo'imahani ma'a she'enoy ben yoymai. However, it says in the brackets here, the Mishnah Berurah, that in situations, basically his point is where it is a ben yoymai, where they're cooking all year round with these big pots, then you cannot, it's a ben yoymai, so you cannot, and it also enhances the taste. It's a very important point. There's something called pegam, noisin tam lefgam. It gives a taste and ruins it. It ruins. But there's also something called noisin tam leshvach. It enhances the taste. If something enhances the taste, we cannot say it's bottle. It's good. I want it there. Ayin the simin topim zayin sefei ba'agov mishnah brura. V'chol zeh kishemed rishoin ha'amad v'shimrei sheikh levad. This whole case is we're talking about when the med rishoin, the first batch that you made, ha'amad v'shimrei sheikh levad, was in the sediments of the beer. So too by the med devash hasheni v'shimrei devash med devash rishon levad. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chein hu, v'chein kulam. Aval im b'shimrei sheikh levad lo yahoya dai lahamidoi. Now, I'm going to pause for a second. I'll explain what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. We're learning a lot of Yoredeya concepts here, or we know some of them. There's a concept called ze v'ze gairim. It's not a difficult concept. Ze v'ze means two items are necessary for something to happen. Ze, this one, v'ze, and this one. Gairim, the word gairim means it causes. We're about to learn that if I have something which is forbidden, a maimid which is forbidden, and a maimid which is not forbidden, then it's called zev zeh gorim. They both cause it to coagulate. Okay? Therefore, if I have a zev zeh gorim, they both cause, and I have more of the heter, so then now I could say the iser is bottle. Any questions on that? Okay, let's see the words inside now. Loi ha yaday lahamido. If every boy gam davar acher, ha-maimid sheinu chametz b'starfusim ha-omad. You didn't have enough of a maimid, which was osir, so you used a maimid, which was mutter also. Harehu mutter af b'shtiyah b'pesach. Im yesh boi shishim k'neged b'shimri ha-sheicher. If I have 60 times more of the heter maimid, then what was the isir maimid, then we'll say it's a bottle. The whole zev is zeh goyim pirush isav heter lahamidoi harayze mutter im ein bekoyach isav olvad lahamidoi. K'moishin is bar b'yardei simen pei zayin. Simen pei zayin is the introduction to these halachas, where if I have like the zev is zeh goyim, they both cause it to they both need it, and if I have 60 times more of the heter maimid, then it's fine and could drink it even on Pesach. Sif koin chavav. The Mechaber tells us, you are maimed the gvinas, the cheese, in the cholo misheich asor mochitim, in the vinegar which was produced from the beer made from barley and wheat. The Mishbrua tells us, oy b'yayin sorof anase mitvua, yayin sraf anase mitvua, the schnapps which is made out of the grains, shehemidua, b'shim reshecha, which is also made from the sediments of the beer, im hemid hagvino al yedei keva v'nichbosh t'chila b'kli chametz meis leis. If you are mimed the cheese, the milk to make the cheese, al yedei keva, through the intestines, and it was nichbosh, it was sat there, that's one of the words you have on your sheet, it was there for a while. The animal's not alive. V'nichbash t'chila b'kli chametz mi'eis la'eis for 24 hours. What's the amount of time you had it there? Mi'eis la'eis. It's also the word on your sheet, which means it's there for a 24-hour time period. Asur la'achlo, it's forbidden to eat it. U'mutur la'hashoysa, but you're permitted to keep it in your possession on Pesach. You do not have to sell that item or get rid of it. Ra'im b'achreinim shim sadedim dim halmad koydim Pesach. If you were maimed before Pesach, ein lesa rak, there's no reason to forbid it, im loy hoya begvina shishim neged hakeva, unless you didn't have 60 times more opposite the keva, but Pesach li sur b'mashu, asa b'chal gavni. However, on Pesach, if this took place on Pesach, since there's an isur b'mashu, any smallest amount is also on Pesach, it's also in all circumstances. Sif kon chav zayin, chayv levarom, in this case, since you used the chametz ingredient to make this cheese, you have to destroy it. We'll conclude with this for today. Be'er Pesach, Yichayv Levarim, you have to destroy it. Be'er Pesach, V'chein im shafchu al agvinus. What happens if you pour this vinegarish item on the cheese? Acha shenasu kavar, yayin srof, kedei lechazkom. Right? You want to cook with a little schnapps. You put it in there, you have to get rid of it. Chayv Levarim, you have to get rid of it. Turning the page, af sheyesh shishim agvinus, connected, even though there's 60 times more in the cheese. Why do you have to get rid of it? The little time of avida of loy batli. You put it there to get the taste. You didn't want it to be batal. It's to have the good taste, and you can't have that taste, the chametz taste on Pesach. Amiyu, however, in calls the any element of rabbanon. This whole discussion is rabbinic in origin. Ubidiyavet im shachach, if you forgot, v'labiroi, and you did not destroy it, bein bedavar ha-maimid, bein bedavar the latayim avida, whether it's a maimid, whether it's to enhance the taste, v'avar alav Pesach, and you had it over Pesach, yesh lahatir makam hasim rubo b'hano, one can be moderate if it's a case of a large loss, you could be moderate to get benefit from it, al yidei hashlochas hano samaybid al yam melach. Since it's only the Rabbanon, we're saying what you do is as follows. Whatever the value is of this maimid, you take, let's say it's worth $50, you throw that $50 out. This way you're not getting the benefit, deriving benefit from the iser. V'chein be'isa, she gives another case, she'nischamsu la'achar ha'pesel b'shimri sheichar, if you have dough that fermented after Pesach from the sediments of the beer, she'avar alein ha'pesach, and there was already Pesach, chayev levaro, you have to destroy it, min adin afilu yesh be'isa shishim negdo, even if you have 60 times in the dough opposite it, mitam maimid, dein batal afilu bela for canal, and because of the reason that we said a maimid is not batal. However, makam hefsed meruba, in the case of a great loss, like we just said, one can permit it by taking the value of this maimed and Literally, the words mean to throw it to the Yamamelach, to the sea, which is another way of disposing it. Another, to get rid of the that value. We'll stop here for today. Pick up from Sif Vav tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Thank you.